Spread Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Hi, this is Natasha Sinjanović. I'm at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Jelena Stupljanin and Demet Gul, who are the producers as well as stars of several of the short films in A Quintet, which is an omnibus film here at Sarajevo and is also made completely by and starring and featuring and written by, I believe, people who were in the past part of the talent campus in the Berlinale and possibly other talent campuses that are now like Talent Sarajevo programs in other parts of the world, correct?
That is correct. We all met 2 years ago at the Berlinale Talent Campus, and Demet and I stayed in touch after the festival, and we were simply sharing sentiments of how it was extraordinary for all of us to be there and simply how we became friends during the festival. And we said, let's just do something together. Let's just work together again. And Demet said, yeah, let's invite all the other filmmakers too. And so it literally started as an idea of like sharing friendship together. And then we realized on working on that most of us filmmakers who made this film are living and working in places that they were not born in, or at least they have different backgrounds than the cities that they live in. And that was something very inspiring, especially for Demet and me, because I am Serbian, living in New York for the past 9 years. Demet's background is Turkish. She lives in Berlin. And we were talking how we were all sort of kind of, people always, when they tell us where you're from, they always kind of go into our backgrounds and they never see right away who we are. And we just simply wanted to explore that theme of identity.
And did you know from the beginning, Demet, that you would be producing, that the two of you, was it something that came about organically? You said, okay, we have all these people that want to create, but we're going to hold the reins. There's a third producer as well, Mauro Müller.
That's right.
Well, no, it was not at all planned that we are going to produce, but because the really funny thing is that it really started just a little Facebook message we wrote each other, and then Jelena, I think she said, it would be so funny if we would all to do a film together, and I was like, yeah, well, that's a good idea, and we were like, ha 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 ha, and then that's a good idea. We should try that. And then we were talking so much on Skype. Thank you, Skype, for that. I hope you can hear us.
Salvatore, one of the Italian actors from one of the shorts, told me it wasn't just Facebook, it was over drinks as well.
Did you say drinks? I don't know.
Probably.
I think
at some point, maybe.
He should speak for himself.
Right, because right, nobody here drinks, and we certainly didn't see each other at the party last night.
That's why, basically... Well, because he said that, that's the reason why Demet and I produced and he was only acting. Kidding, Salvatore, I love you.
That's true. I think it's true.
We were the nerds of the project. We were like, no, we got stuck. Now we have to do it.
But we were mostly really like sometimes it was very hard for us because we are also friends with all the people. It was sometimes really difficult for us to say, no, we need this now. So, and it was like, yeah, no, we really need this now. But the funny thing is really that Jelena had a different kind of writing of emails of stuff, and I had mostly the German part. Like, hers were always very flowery and very nice, and the German part is more like, yes. I wanna have this then. And then it was kind of sometimes easier. I think sometimes I thought, yeah, she wanna have it, and then we find a middle way. Like, I took more the flowers from her, but it was always like, yeah, it would be so good if you do it now. So I put a little bit of flowers in it, so it's really good.
Cool. Right, because the Balkan way is always dangerous, you know, because if you give people too much space, you know, the first thing you have to learn in Serbian, Croatian, Bosnian, Montenegrin is nema problema.
Uh-huh. That's right. Well, we realized also along the way that when we finally realized that this is a pattern that's happening, then we were like, okay, you're a bad cop, I'm a good cop. So let's make a plan. Like, the deadline is in 2 weeks. Okay, I will tell them, like, you know, you have 10 days, and then Demet will, like, use that five last day to say, now, do it.
4, 3,
yes,
2.
But it worked. It worked. It really worked always, so.
Was it your first time producing for both of you?
Yes.
Do you think you'd do it again?
I think I have a mixed feeling. Well, here's the thing. Right now, I know I need a rest. But I do know for sure that if one day there is another theme, an idea that inspires me, because that's simply how we worked on this, I will definitely, you know, try to make an idea into something. I don't think that I would do producing because of the producing part. I think that I would definitely rather do it, and I'm sure that I will once something like this occurs again.
Now, were there any criteria that you followed? You mentioned that all of you live in places that are not where you were born, that may be in different cities or different cultures than where you're from or your family's from. Was that one of the criteria? Did you say, let's make a film about identity? Was there also, did you say, okay, we need to, because I know that all of the films tie Berlin in somehow. Was that a financing thing also that you had to mention, that you had to have it go through Berlin, or was that sort of your tribute, you're paying homage to where you all met?
It's because where it started. I think that was the main point, because it was the main point that we thought, okay, we all met at the Berlinale Talents, so that was the main thing where we started this thing to going through. That's why it's mainly about meeting in Berlin or people coming and going to Berlin. That's more like that.
And in terms of identity, the content of the films?
Yeah, it was, Berlin was the place where we started, and also it's a mix of everything, basically. We wanted to pay a tribute to the city. However, what we realized along the process, we wanted to pay a tribute to the city that sort of greeted us at the festival, and also what Berlin presented for all of us is this multicultural city that is sort of the center of some sort of a Western world, as we call it today. However, along the lines of making the films, we realized because our stories are intimate and in a way small, we actually are bigger than one place. And then the idea of bringing, we actually had a working title, Remember Me Berlin, but then we realized that we don't need that it's not just one city. And although Berlin was very important for us, and it still is, we realized that we just have to drop it. It's more than that. We're just, because we're so small, it's bigger than geographical thing.
That's always what, that's I think the main thing why we all are searching for our identity, because mostly it is that someone wants to put you in a corner and wants to say, you are from there, so you're like that. And for us, it's the important point that we are not like that, you know, even when I'm...
Or they ask you sometimes in one sentence, you know, they ask you, can you explain, where are you from? Who are you? You know, and they want you to explain in just a few words, which is impossible.
Yeah, and I think that everyone, wherever you're coming from, you are something different, you know, because you are influenced by so many things, like where you were born, your parents, your friends, your school, your whole experience makes you to that what you are. And that's why I don't like to be like, you're a typical Turkish, or no, I'm not typical Turkish or typical German. I'm a mixture of everything what I had experience for. So that's, I think, the main thing.
Well, Sarajevo, the film premiered here. This is its world premiere.
It's a world premiere, yes.
And it's also a great place for that, given the theme of the films, because this is the meeting point between East and West. This has historically been a very important crossroads.
Well, I think that what really occurred to me today when we were coming to the premiere, I think because all of us not just live in different places, but we also shot film in different locations that we live in, that we were born, I really feel like Sarajevo today became our home for this film, because I was watching film today and it occurred to me that I, you know, the film doesn't belong to just one country. It belongs everywhere. And for me, being from Belgrade, but having so many friends in Sarajevo, and because of our history and everything that happened, really, this city is really, honestly, the only thing that kind of totally made sense that the world premiere is done in here.
Where is the film going now? Where will it go after this?
It is, the next one is Zagreb, so we're going to do the regional festivals, basically, and then our idea is to screen the film in each one of the cities that the stories takes place in. It will most likely be screened in New York at one of the festivals there in October, and so on and so forth, but the idea is basically to have world festivals and then to see what is next coming for the film.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck to both of you in your newfound careers as producers and your established careers as actresses.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I've been talking to Jelena Stupljanin and Demet Gul, the producers of A Quintet, which is here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival in the competition program, Out of Competition.
That's right.
And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.